The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, the mission of the Omaha Community Playhouse is to enhance the quality of life through live theater and arts education, and they've been doing it for 101 years. They're opening a brand new show on February 13th called Hair. You might have heard of it. The Associate Artistic Director over at Omaha Community Playhouse and Director of Hair is Brandon Boxhigdom. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
The show is iconic for those that may not have heard of it. Can you tell us what Hair is?
Hair the Musical, it's centered in 1968, which is right smack dab in the middle of the Vietnam War, and dealing with all of the different things that were going on within the U.S. culture and society around that time period. It has amazing music that came out at the time that was then also performed by the group Fifth Dimension. Things like Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, actually the lead song Hair is also very, very well known. It deals a lot with the protesting that was going on in regards to the draft and folks that did not want to be sent over to fight a war that they didn't necessarily fully believe in. And so it's heavily invested in a lot of different ideas of drug culture of the time period. It is heavily invested in this very passionate view of what certain members of our community feel is patriotism, and it showcases a lot of those different concepts within the musical.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Just the title itself, if you look back at 1968, if you had to pick one symbol of the difference between generations, it would be the length of one's hair, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you think about the Leave It to Beaver, the I Love Lucy sitcoms, though, that 1950s kind of very short haircut, what we call it is very structured. And then you start to see the hippie revolution start to happen. And, you know, kids are growing their hair out to long, long lengths. The use of drugs and things like that in the drug culture was very prevalent, and it became very freeing of that structure. And so, yes, I would agree with you that the length of hair and all of that was, you know, very much counter to the structure of the 1950s.
The Vietnam War is a central, very central theme and a plot-driving theme in this particular musical. But there are also issues that are tackled that we still tackle today, right?
Absolutely. And we're really kind of leaning into that. I have envisioned this world where when you come, it's almost going to feel like you are, number one, stepping back in time, but leaning more towards this. You're coming to see this kind of like 1960s rock concert type thing. But the more you sit there and you watch different numbers that are being performed, the more you're starting to see elements that there are things that we are protesting today that were still that were protested back then, which is a little jarring. It's a little bit like, what is happening? Why are we still protesting this particular thing that is still prevalent today? It kind of blends into this idea that America is built on a land of free speech. It is built on a land where anybody can come and hopefully find that chance to be themselves, to live a life that is their own. And protest is at the core of that. Protest has always been kind of part of the fabric of our American quilt for being able to stand up and speak our own minds. And so we're kind of leaning into that as well, through the use of projection, through the use of actual protest signs. We have found some really cool ways to be able to exemplify this idea of protest that's built so prominently in the musical.
This isn't one you bring the entire family to. There's language, there's drug use, there's some brief nudity in it. So where do you make the cutoff here?
What we have told our box office is that it is rated R. It is for mature audiences only. I would not go below 18 because there is all of those elements within the show. Language is used and drug culture, as well as, some brief nudity and all of that.
So it opens February 13th. It closes March 22nd. So in between time, you have the opportunity to go to omahaplayhouse.com for information and tickets. His name is Brandon Box-Higdom. He is the Associate Artistic Director at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and he has directed the musical Hair. Brandon, congratulations on unveiling this classic show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.